The federal government has confirmed that tear gas was used to quell an angry protest at the Christmas Island detention centre this morning. The Immigration Minister, Chris Bowen, describes it as a serious and significant incident. He's ordered an arm's-length review into how it was handled. From Canberra, Sabra Lane reports.
On Friday night, 70 detainees broke out of the Christmas Island Detention Centre. An extra 57 Australian Federal Police were dispatched almost immediately from the mainland, and the centre's operator, Serco, sent an extra 18 staff. But it wasn't enough to stop another breakout of 100 detainees on Saturday. They breached the centre's security fence, walking to the island's local airport to stage a peaceful protest. This unidentified man explains why the men escaped.
The people stay here for a long time. Some people here 20 months in the detention centre.
The minister, Chris Bowen, claims all the protesters returned to the centre before another demonstration started inside the detention facility last night. But Mr. Bowen says this protest was far from peaceful.
Damage was done to facilities, including fencing, some accommodation and door locks. At 3:37 a.m. this morning, the Australian Federal Police determined that it was necessary to use tear gas to quell this protest.
He says the Australian Federal Police will investigate and it'll be up to the Director of Public Prosecutions to decide if anyone should be charged. The minister admits the mood at the centre is tense and he says that's why he's been moving detainees to new and expanded detention facilities on the mainland. And he stresses the protests will have no effect on speeding up the processing of asylum claims. And he believes the increased number of rejected claims may be fueling the discontent.
People who protest to try and change their visa outcome or get their place of detention changed do not achieve anything. They simply slow the process.
The federal opposition leader, Tony Abbott.
The only way to stop the deaths and to stop the riots is to stop the boats, and that's the policy that we recommend to the government.
Minister Bowen has ordered an independent inquiry into how the protest was handled and the use of tear gas. The opposition's immigration spokesman, Scott Morrison.
The review that needs to take place is of their failed border protection policies, which they refuse to change. They refuse to change their policies that have seen over 200 boats and more than 10,000 people arrive.
The Greens immigration spokeswoman, Sarah Hanson-Young.
I don't see how, without further investigation, anyone could argue that this type of response was appropriate.
The Christmas Island Shire president, Gordon Thompson, spoke with some of the protesters over the weekend.
Their story is that they've been in detention, many of them, for up to 20 months. That they want their claims for asylum recognised or denied. They want the visas issued or not issued. And they want the people who have agreed to be repatriated without further delay. They say that there's a huge delay. They don't know where they stand in relation to their claims. And I have a lot of sympathy for what they're saying.
He says while the number of detainees at the centre has decreased, that the island is struggling to cope.
There are too many people being kept on the island and they should be moved to the mainland. It would make much more sense. And I think the government has listened to the extent that they're creating new places, but they could possibly review their policy. Mandatory detention seems to be unjustifiable. Especially if you can't do the job properly by applying that policy.
Mr. Bowen says he'll announce who will head up the independent inquiry over the next few days.
Sabra Lane.